This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into your day, I'm glad to be here with you, helping you start your day right, and that's by taking some time with God, the number one thing in your life. You can't get by without the number one thing. If you miss the first step of almost anything, it turns out to be a catastrophe, and that's no different with your life. Don't miss the number one thing, or your whole life becomes less meaningful and gets messed up. And we've messed up our lives so many times, haven't we, by putting ourselves as the first thing. Oh, that's not the first thing. God is number one in this world, and He wants to walk through life with you, even today. Whatever you're facing today, God is right there with you. And the best thing you can do is start your day relationally by listening to God and then responding to Him in your heart. And I hope after this little spot is done, you'll take a moment and talk to God about what He's saying to you in your life. We're talking this week about the idea that your life has meaning. Your life has meaning. And I want to take you to a verse today in Deuteronomy. You probably haven't been there for a while in your Bible, but there it is in the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 2, says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for His own possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." A personal possession of God. The Apostle Paul, in the New Testament, talking to Christians, says, "Do you not know that you are not your own? You've been bought with a price." And what price have we been bought with? Well, the precious blood of Jesus, who died on the cross to make a way for us to be right with God. God was willing to pay such an ultimate price to renew your life, to save you from the meaninglessness of life focused on yourself. And when God did that, He became the most important person in your life. You're God's. You were made by God, for God. The longer you kick against that in your life, the more God will let your life be frustrated. Life is pointless unless God is at the center of it. But when you put God at the center of your life, suddenly it's full of meaning. It's full of purpose. God says to you who are thinking, "I'm worthless, I'm nothing, I'm nobody," He says to you, "You are worth dying for. You are worth the price that I paid for you." Well, that ought to change you from someone who feels like, "I'm worthless, I'm nothing," to someone who says, "I don't know how, I don't know why God would place that value on me, but I trust God and I believe Him, that I mean that much to Him. And if I mean that much to Him and He was willing to pay that price for my life, then I want to build my life around Him." You know, when you build your life around God, that's when your life becomes meaningful. Think about people you know in your life, not just religious people. Sometimes they can be the worst hypocrites, can't they? But people who really love God and are living for Him. Yeah, they probably also are religious, but there's something different about their religion, isn't there? They have this living relationship with God. You can see it in their lives. You can see God at work in their lives. God's answering their prayers. There's a living dynamic about their relationship with God. It's not just this set of religious activities. When you see someone like that, you see someone whose life is meaningful, don't you? Whose life has purpose, whose life holds together. It's more whole, it's more complete. Why? Because that's the way God designed us. That our lives are complete when He is at the center of them. So, your life has meaning, your life has value, because God made you. Because God has set you apart. He wants you to be involved in what He's doing in this world. It has meaning and value because you're worth dying for, God says. But also, your life comes together with the meaning that God intends for it when you put God at the center of everything. Why don't you take a minute right now? Talk to God about your life. Put him back in the center. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.